U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley joining us this morning from over in the Lakeview area. Senator, good morning.
Well, good morning. Great to be with you, Kyle.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, we've got a number of things to talk about, and part of this is driven by the fact that you'll be in Reedsport tomorrow. We'll talk about that in a moment. Tariffs. I mean, everybody is talking about it. What's your take on the tariff situation from the federal level right now?
You know, a tariff done well can really help increase manufacturing in the United States, especially in regards to China, because of their very low wages, low environmental standards, low labor standards. But these tariffs are chaotic, so no business is going to make a decision to invest in the U.S. until we have a much more stabilized regime. And so I'm hoping we can get from this chaotic situation to one that actually helps build more manufacturing in the U.S.
Do you feel like the shift of going one direction and then changing things has really precipitated a lot of folks being wary of the situation?
It has. You know, we have a lot of companies import products or components for what they manufacture and send around the world. And so there's just a shock factor. And I'll tell you, even in the agricultural sector in Oregon, I'm hearing from everyone. They're either affected by the tariffs or they're worried about retaliatory tariffs affecting our products. So a lot of nervousness.
And what about the impact to the U.S. economy in terms of tourism to the U.S.? You know, we've seen the numbers just in the last week. Canadian tourism down about 30%, European tourism down as well. And the forecast for this summer calls for some big drops, both from Canada and Europe, impacting all kinds of things in the U.S. What's your thoughts?
Well, I met with Travel Oregon, and I heard that same number, that 30%. I talked to a couple people who book travel here, and they said they're just having, you know, phone calls come in every day for cancellations. Canada is really mad at the rhetoric of the U.S. over being a 51st state. They're mad about the tariffs that were placed on Canada. So they have a real, you know, normally they feel pretty good about us, their southern neighbor, but they don't feel good about us now. And they're like, well, we're not going to spend our tourist dollars going to the U.S. And we're seeing the same thing with Europeans. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a big hit to tourism.
And what are the top things that you're happy to have seen been accomplished so far in Congress?
Well, I tell you, so far we've been wrapped up with that continuing resolution. I think was a big mistake because it gives the president too much power to bypass states in terms of like the Great American Outdoors Act and lots of other things that normally would have a distribution schedule and Oregon would get our fair share. That continuing resolution didn't have those schedules. I'm really hoping to do what we did last year, which is last year we had bipartisan spending bills come out of the Senate. 11 of the 12 bills passed with huge bipartisan support, most of them unanimously. If we can do that and then make those law, rather than facing the crisis of a government shutdown, rather than having simply a partisan bill, then we would be kind of restoring equilibrium in our country and a lot of common sense.
What are your priorities legislatively this spring?
Well, my real emphasis is on the fundamentals for families, health care, housing, education, and good-paying jobs. And I must say right now, this reconciliation bill that folks have been hearing about does the opposite because it takes $2 trillion out of health care, housing, and education and increases by $2 trillion the benefits to the very wealthiest among us, the mega millionaires and billionaires. And plus, it will run up massive additional debt compared to current law, some $7 trillion over the next 10 years. So three bad things. That's like three strikes and you're out. You're diminishing programs like Oregon Health Plan that families depend on. You're proceeding to make the richest richer, and it's like they won't even notice that they're getting $500,000 more from the federal government because they're billionaires. And then you're running up more debt in the process. So I hope Congress comes to its senses and says this is just terrible policy, strikes that down, and instead does the regular spending bills that I was talking about that were highly bipartisan.
Now, on Thursday, you put out a release regarding the Federal Emergency Management Agency asking them to restore building resilient infrastructure and communities grants, and that was signed on by all the other Democratic members of the Oregon delegation. I understand that FEMA canceled a lot of contracts just a few days ago.
Yeah, the chaos right now, Kyle, is a lot of contracts are being canceled, and so people have done the design work, they got a construction company ready to go, and the grants need to be restored. I mean, this is essentially what Congress passed laws to say, do this. They're underway. You interrupt those and you lose your design firm, you lose your construction firm, or the construction costs go up. Everyone's hurt. So really restoring those grants is important. And by the way, Kyle, I wanted to mention I'm really leading the delegation in pushing to get our veterans home going in Roseburg. I think we'll see Congresswoman Hoyle and Senator Wyden and I are really leaning into the administration. It's time to get that third home here in Oregon. And what better place than Roseburg where we have such a foundation for our veterans?
Well, a lot of veterans ask me about that pretty constantly because it's been a 15-year process to get to this point. And I think a lot of people are concerned with all the shifts on the federal level, somehow this may get bumped off a list somewhere.
Well, and it should be at the very top of the list. And that's the point we're making about all the infrastructure we have in Roseburg, about all the retirees who are veterans. We're just going to keep pushing hard. We're encouraging Benz to join us. We haven't heard back from his office yet, but we anticipate he probably will. Hopefully he will. This just makes a lot of sense for the veterans in our state to have this additional facility in Roseburg.
How is it in Congress right now, the last 3 or 4 months versus other periods of time? Whether the leader, the president was a Republican or Democrat, what's the kind of the vibe, if you will, of things back there at the moment?
The big change is people are really worried about our institutions because what President Trump has been doing is essentially ignoring the law. Last year, the Supreme Court said the president, if he makes something a government order, he can't commit a crime. And then the president said, with my pardon power, I'm just going to empower the Elon Musk and his folks to go out and raid our personal information at the Treasury Department and Social Security and not worry about whether they're breaking the rules. I mean, just like these are black and white rules. Like you can't fire an inspector general unless you give 30 days notice. The president fired them, 17 of them, without giving notice and without giving cause. Just, you know, clear rules being broken and impoundments. Impoundments are unconstitutional. So these impoundments that are just stopping the funding going to all sorts of places, they're in the law. The laws were signed by a president. You can change what you do next year by using your veto power and your persuasion, but to undo existing funding is a violation of the Constitution. So this is an area we just haven't been in before, and it's making folks on both sides of the aisle very concerned that we're moving from, a we the people republic into something closer to a strongman state. And I'm seeing in my town halls in red counties and blue counties across Oregon, people turning out and saying, we are nervous about the future of our government. We've got to get back on track and follow the Constitution.
And let's talk about the town halls for a moment. You'll be at Reedsport in the community center tomorrow at 5. Congresswoman Hoyle will be joining you as well. Why are these town halls, why are they so important? And we'll see if we've lost cell coverage there. Senator Dubb, checking again about the importance of the town halls. You've got the one in Reedsport tomorrow night and the others as well. And we have lost him there, so we will stop there. We knew that was a possibility with the cell signal service in the Lakeview area. U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley, again, the town hall at 5 o'clock tomorrow in the Reedsport Community Center. 8:44 at the Morning Report.